K99.1 FM, 7:30, second date update.
All right, listen up.
This is Doug. I love your show, long-time listener, first-time caller. Anyway, I got this problem. I know you guys kind of help people with second dates and stuff.
Right, Doug needs help.
We try. I don't know how that always works out, but we do what we can, buddy.
Well, I don't know. You guys have been... You worked miracles in the past. I thought maybe you could, help me out. But anyway, I met this girl named Katie at the filling station.
Oh, yeah.
Linden trivia night.
Yeah.
She's a real nice girl. And, we ended up talking after the trivia contest. And it was going really well. And so I invited her to my brother's house for this kind of picnic pool party.
Nice.
Yeah. So, and everybody was, having a good time. Everybody's partying. But now... All of a sudden, she won't call me back, and I can't figure out why she's so mad. I mean, I did kind of tie one on. I drank a little too much, but this was my brother Dave's home, and he ended up driving her home. But I just, like I said, she won't return any of my phone calls, and I thought maybe you guys could help me out.
That sounds basic, doesn't
well,
it?
Well, yeah, exactly. Huh. Everybody likes to tie one on now and then.
Yeah.
Well, here's what we'll do. We're going to stick you on hold. Did you say her name? I didn't catch it.
Katie.
Katie. All right. Well, we're going to do is we're going to get Katie's phone number from you off the air. We're going to call her and find out what you did.
He may not have done anything.
It's the K99.1 FM, 7:30, second date update.
What's happening?
So, Doug, you're pretty good at trivia, huh?
Yeah, real good.
You ever call him for the K-Quiz?
I call all the time. I missed the Donkey Kong question must have been by a phone call.
Oh, Jason Aldean.
Exactly.
That's it.
All right, well, hold on a second. We're going to see if we get Katie on. Push the last couple digits here, so be real quiet for us, okay?
Uh-huh.
Here we go.
Hi, we're looking for a young lady named Katie. Is she available?
This is.
Katie, don't be scared. It's Nancy and Fry Guy from K99.1 FM.
Oh,
much better.
Wow, hi.
Hi.
How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Good. We're trying to help out a friend.
Oh, okay. How can I help?
Yeah, it involves you.
It involves me?
Yes.
How so?
Well, we'll give you the rundown here, Katie. We got to talk to somebody who's looking to figure out why they can't get a hold of you again. We talked to your friend, Doug.
Oh, yeah.
Yep. Doug was wondering why he couldn't get you out for a second date.
Oh, my goodness. This is the radio, huh? This is on the radio?
Yes, yeah.
This ought to be good.
You're like wanting to know like how I met him? I met him at, it was like a trivia night at the filling station. My team was like really bad at it, and he was kind of like feeding us answers, which I thought was really nice. And, we started talking, and he asked me to go to his brother's house for like this picnic-y, barbecue-y thing. And I went, and it was fun, and everybody was drinking a lot. And then some people started skinny dipping, which is like totally fine.
All right.
Sweet, yeah.
It wasn't like mad or anything about it. I just didn't want to do it as well, but I thought it was funny. And then his brother actually asked me like why I wasn't in the pool, and it's because I don't swim. I don't know how to swim.
Oh, me either, girl.
Oh no,
yeah, I get that.
Okay,
yeah.
See, I'm not like the only one.
No,
I honestly never learned how, and like I was kind of embarrassed, but like I didn't want anyone to know. So I was just sitting there, and like Dave just like he just let me sit there. It was fine. And then Doug came up and like threw me in the pool.
Oh no.
And I don't swim. I was like, I don't think anyone like fully understands like how terrifying it was.
You were panicking, right?
It was horrible. It was so scary. And he was like really drunk, and like that aside, like it was not a good situation. And he thought it was so funny. And like his brother had to come in and like scoop me out of the water because he like didn't understand that I don't swim.
Was it the deep end, or did you try standing up?
Yeah.
No, it wasn't the deep end. I couldn't. I'm little. I couldn't. I'm like a petite person. I couldn't touch the bottom. It was not good. And he thought it was so funny, and like, I don't know, maybe if it was a different situation, I would have thought it was funny too, but I was terrified. And like, I was so scared, like Dave almost like called like an ambulance because he thought that like he was water. It was like, it wasn't good. So he was really drunk, and his brother had to drive me home, and it was just one of those situations that I just like don't want to touch ever again, kind of. Do you know what I mean?
Oh, for the love of God. You mean to tell me I didn't know. I'm sorry. I didn't know you couldn't swim. I thought you were just, you know, being a wallflower there, and I was trying to get you into the party and all that. But
Katie,
terribly.
That's Doug.
I didn't know that he was listening. Yeah. I didn't know that part of this.
Yeah.
Oh my God. Yeah.
I mean, I was pretty drunk, and I'm really sorry that I hurt your feelings.
Aww.
I mean, I would love another chance.
No, I don't. I'm not sure about that. I mean, if it weren't for your brother, who was like a total hero and didn't drink and like drove me home and made sure that I was safe, like I don't know what I would have done in that situation. I think it was super selfish of you to take someone on a first date and get wasted and like let them like halfway drown in a pool. Like, I'm sorry, but it's not.
You should have seen your face. You're like, oh my God, help me. I'm like, I thought you were just playing. Oh.
You're making it so much worse right now.
Oh.
Wow. Well, hey, you know what? Maybe we can rectify this, Fry.
We can try. We have a limo, and we can send you guys out to dinner for a real second date. See how that goes if you guys both agree to it.
I'm game. I mean, they give everybody a second chance, even Chad. What do you say?
I don't know about that. I'm not sure if I would want to do that, to be honest with you. I didn't know that.
You know what? I can solve this. Maybe you should take my brother Dave out to dinner. How's that sound?
Since he was the hero?
Yeah, that's it.
Oh, yeah. You can take the big hero Dave out to dinner. How about that?
Katie?
Yeah?
What's going on?
Nothing.
Whoa, I've heard that kind of nothing before.
What? If you don't want to go out with Doug, it's cool. What's going on?
I am seeing Dave.
Oh, no, she did.
My brother. I'm going to knock him out. Go out with him. I'll go down to the filling station and find another.
Oh my gosh.
I'm sorry. He was the hero in this situation, and he deserved your second date. So
I'm sorry, but I'm not really that sorry.
That's what I was thinking about. The holiday is going to be a little strange.
Okay, sorry about this, Doug.
Yeah, well, Doug, there's your answer, buddy.
Better that you know.
Well, you know, there's other fish in the pond.
Are you close with your brother?
Not anymore.
There could be other fish in the pond that can swim.
But that's true.
I just see a whole...
Sorry, Katie.
I'll take the cut.
We'll tell our grandkids the story of how we met.
Aww.
It'll be a good story.